The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time where I'm at. And, of course, we're on Hump Day. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. For those of you still paying attention to the work week, we appreciate your joining us. Where we are 100% listener supported, by the way. Didn't know if you know that or not. So when you shop at the Power Hour or donate to the cause on thepowerhour.com, clicking the Support Us tab, you can rest assured that we'll be on the air for 2024. That simple. $200 worth of product at the Power Mall gets you free shipping, too, by the way. That's a rest of the year promotion here in 2024. It does not include drop ship items, obviously, and it doesn't include the heavy 1 gallon Miracle 2 and stuff like that that we have to send in a separate package that costs extra. So anyway, aside from that, comes with $100 worth of insurance. If you want more, you can select the option at checkout, or you can do all this by phone when we open up in 59 minutes from now at 877-817-9829. That is the Power Mall. We appreciate that. Moving right along here with world news. The U.S. Navy SEALs are missing. Two of them, as a matter of fact, off of Somalia's coast. What were they doing there? Hunting for Iranian weapons. They're trying to intercept the flow of weapons to Yemen, according to a U.S. official. This would be John Kirby and other people that are sitting there playing tiddlywinks at the desk in the Pentagon, trying to figure out what to tell everybody. Of course, these Navy SEALs went missing last week, and we're just now hearing about it. They were on a mission to board a ship suspected of carrying Iranian weapons for Houthi-controlled Yemen, according to a defense official at CENTCOM. This had been going on since January 13th when rescue operations started. They went missing during operations on the 11th, and of course, 2 days later, now we're hearing about it. And of course, they can't release additional information, but of course, they pounded National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby, you know, the guy that looks like he has two mouths with a weird mustache, if that in fact is what it is, talks out both sides of his mouth. And of course, he did reveal, as much as we know, that an interdiction mission to intercept the flow of weapons to Yemen is what they were doing. Apparently, they got dumped in the water trying to board, and they're still looking for them. They didn't have any kind of paperwork. The crew, by the way, who had no paperwork, had been taken into custody. The weapons were confiscated. The boat was sunk. This is the ship that they were trying to board. U.S. authorities managed to get at it. And, of course, the mission was not related to U.S. strikes against the Houthis, as a matter of fact. It's a normal interdiction operations they've been conducting for some time, trying to disrupt the flow of weapons supplies to Yemen. So, you know, the little thing that's going on in the Red Sea, that's a whole different animal out there, folks, for what it's worth. Moving right along, Technocracy News has come up with a little headline called the WEF, the WHO, and the UN. Pick an acronym. Every single one of them is targeting your speech and you. Yep, Americans finally see the poly crisis of doom. You got to love this. Yeah, Alex Newman and others, you know, been out there. We've had Alex on the show before. They've been out there forecasting what these three outlets are trying to do in a coordinated battle plan to destroy our country. And by the time we figure it out, according to Patrick Wood, who we've had on the show also, It'll be too late to undo the personal damage, much less the damage to freedom and liberty. And this, they're going to replace all of that with technocracy wars, which is what we're into right now. The World Economic Forum has announced that misinformation is the number one threat to the world. But what they really mean is that truth is at the top of the threat to their evil agenda, according to Alex Newman. Along with its strategic partners at the UN, the World Health Organization, these globalist organizations are targeting free speech as well as control over your health care. This is a problem. One of the reasons why we're on the air. Try to help people with health care by taking supplements and keeping yourself healthy so you're not going to a hospital or a doctor or anybody that's been to med school that got pre-programmed with all this garbage that has to write you a prescription for something, you know, and they got everybody so freaked out over what's going to happen with socialized medicine. Well, we're already in assembly line medicine. For anybody that's been to the doctor's office knows exactly what I'm talking about. And you sit there and you wait. Your appointment is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock. And, of course, you know, anybody, like I said, has been to the doctor's office knows how long you got to wait. You sit there and you wait. 2 o'clock comes, nothing. 2:15, the nurse finally comes out and calls your name, and you go and you sit there for another half hour. Gee, does that sound familiar? And then the doctor comes in. Now, I keep thinking of that. Every time I say that, I'm thinking about Rocky Raccoon, you know? The doctor comes in stinking of gin and proceeds to lie on the table. Now, it's not quite like that, but you know how infuriating it is when you go to the doctor's office and this is what you have to put up with. And then they listen to your heart, and then they look in your ears, and they go, okay, what's the problem? You know, like they care. Move on to the next patient. See, this is the kind of stuff that we're headed towards. And pretty soon it'll be, well, don't come in. Just stay there. Let's do a teleconference. Why don't we? Do you have internet? Do you have a Zoom? Do you have any way to communicate with us by phone? Can we just do a teleconference? You see, now it's become real impersonal. Well, ultimately, these organizations and the shadowy forces behind them hope to silence truth and dissent. They're terrified that Americans and humanity are waking up to their lies and their evil. They may even unleash a pandemic 20 times more deadly than COVID. They're in a race against time. Billions of people are waking up already. That's the thing about what's going on right now. People are waking up. All of our listeners here that listen to the Power Hour are waking up. That's what's really important. And speaking of health, health officials are warning of possible measles outbreaks exposures at two major airports. And guess where they are? Washington, D.C. Wouldn't you know it? The District of Columbia, that would be Capital District of Columbia, corporate. Yeah, you see, they've set corporations up around everything. Well, now the health authorities there in D.C. and Virginia are issuing warnings about a possible measles exposure. On Tuesday, that would be yesterday, after a person with a confirmed case of the highly contagious virus, measles, that would be rubella. Or is it rubiola? I don't know. Rubella is German measles, I think. Yeah. Well, anyway, so they were traveling through the two airports in Washington Metro. It makes you wonder why they were there in the first place, if they've got, you know, lumps and bumps and all sorts of other garbage and a fever and everything else, why they'd even be there. I could probably figure it out. They didn't care who they contaminated. So, of course, the D.C. Health said it's been notified of a confirmed case of measles in a person who traveled through the area airports after returning from, you guessed it, international travel. Said the threat of transmission is low, but the local health agency not taking any chances. They're notifying people who were at the airports about their potential exposure. Gee, now what would happen if you got a text or a phone call saying you may have been exposed to measles? Then what are you going to do? How many thousands of travelers at Dulles International Airport and Washington National Reagan between 2:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. local time on Thursday, January 4th? Oh, and now they're telling us? January 4th, what date is it today? You think that a majority of people would have broken out already? I mean, the incubation period isn't that long on measles, for crying out loud. Anybody that knows anything about modern medicine knows that. And now they're telling everybody. Amazing how that works, isn't it? And, of course, they're doing it out of an abundance of caution. Actually, what they're doing is called CYA. And I think you know what that stands for. Health authorities are working to identify people who've been exposed, including working to contact possibly exposed passengers on several of the flights that might be affected. Neither statements from the Virginia and Washington health agencies listed the airlines or flights that the infected person used. It's also not clear what country the person had been traveling to. But both health departments said people who may have been exposed are at risk of developing measles and should be on the lookout for measles symptoms. And what are those? Oh, let's see. It shows up in two stages for those of you who don't know. First, most people develop a fever higher than 101, get a snotty nose, watery red eyes, or a cough. And this generally starts 7 to 14 days after being exposed. So if any of those symptoms present themselves, be on the lookout. And at least be kind and don't go out and infect everybody else, including your family. The second stage of measles starts about 2 to 3 days after the initial symptoms show up. So you get what they call coplic spots, or tiny white spots, inside the mouth. And 3 to 5 days after the first symptoms begin, the telltale measles rash starts to appear on the patient's face near the hairline area before it starts spreading to the rest of the body, spreading downward, according to the CDC. Small raised bumps may also appear on the top of the flat red spots. The spots may become joined together as they spread from head to the rest of the body. And when the rash appears, a person's fever may spike to more than 104. This, according to the Mayo Clinic, the rash can be made up of large flat blotches that often flow into one another. So now you have some sort of an indication as to what in Hades is going on here. And, of course, this is all in and around the D.C., Virginia area. So anybody that's got this stuff that's within earshot of this broadcast needs to be aware. And, you know, try to avoid people if you see people out there going, dude, seriously, what are you doing out here? Not a good thing. There is a an interesting newspaper out there called the Daily Skeptic, but it's worded S-C-E-P-T-I-C, as in skeptical, but it could be called septic, meaning ill. And, of course, the undertones of this, question everything, stay sane, live free. Yeah, I kind of like that news report. Here's what they're saying. This is interesting. I've got to go to Scotland. Yeah, you don't have to wear a kilt to get this one. Parents who refuse children gender change face 7 years in jail in Scotland. And they've got the picture of this woman on here who's claimed she's bisexual. Parents who refuse to allow their children to change gender would face up to 7 years in jail under SNP plans to ban conversion therapy. Proposals published yesterday state actions designed to change or suppress another individual's gender identity, causing them physical or psychological harm, would become illegal under the radical new law. This is in Scotland. The National Party ministers acknowledged the so-called conversion practices often took place in a family setting, raising the prospect that parents could be criminalized if they refused to go along with their child's declaration that they're transgender. All right, so what do we do? Hi, here, put on this kilt. That'll make you feel like you're wearing a skirt and you can keep up with the Scottish tradition. Yeah, okay. Wee bit of a stunner. Yeah, that's the Scottish terminology for you're a nuisance. That's what this law is. Their law basically says stopping somebody from dressing in a way that reflects their sexual orientation or gender identity was put forward as an example of an action that would become illegal even if a parent believed they were acting in the kid's best interest. A consultation states that alongside new criminal sanctions, preemptive civil orders could be attained against the parents or religious leaders, even where conversion practices had not yet taken place. civil orders. That means they could come and take your kids out of your house. Oh, sound like Washington State? Critics argue the proposals would have a devastating impact on the freedom of speech, privacy, and family life in Scotland. It's all about trashing culture, folks. It's what it is. Providers of services aimed at suppressing or changing a person's sexual orientation or gender would be targeted with taking someone out of Scotland to access conversion services, also to become illegal. Consultation stated that parents or religious leaders would not be criminalized for expressing concerns, advising a child against medical interventions, or not actively supporting a child's decision to dress as a member of the opposite sex. However, it stated when the actions become coercive or controlling, the law then would apply, even in cases where they were motivated by a desire to help or protect them. Those accused of conversion therapy would have a legal defense if they could show their actions were reasonable. Good luck with that. They're looking for excuses, folks. This would apply only in a very small number of circumstances, such as to prevent a child from engaging in illegal or dangerous behavior. Gee, that sounds like Loudoun County, Virginia. Male wearing skirt, goes into female restroom, finds freshman, rapes freshman, daddy shows up at school board meetings, protests, gets arrested, thrown to the carpet, he's got a suit against the sheriff and the school board. Yeah, sound familiar? Anybody breaching a civil order, which could be obtained by social workers or activist groups on behalf of the alleged victims, could face 2 years behind bars, maximum penalty, 7 years in jail, unlimited fine, or both. And, of course, they're going to push ahead with this law, despite the damage inflicted on the party by Nicola Sturgeon's controversial gender self-ID law, which was, of course, blocked by the U.S. And, of course, the Scottish Equalities Minister behind the proposals, Emma Roddick, is a 26-year-old woman who identifies as bisexual. She was still at school in 2015. Exactly the kind of person you'd want imposing her wacky Gen Z views on millions of people, right? All from the Daily Skeptic. Interesting how that works. For those of you in Canada, you remember the Coots Uprising? One of the members, Chris Carbert, his bail has been denied for a second time. He's one of the four men charged in the connection with the 2022 border blockade at Coots, Alberta, denied bail at a hearing just recently. The four men charged in this have been in jail for 703 days under pretrial detention. See, we don't have this right to speedy trial in Canada like we do here. This is the second time Mr. Carbert's request for bail has been denied, the first request being denied back in May of 22. The reasons for the judge's decisions are protected by a publication ban, but the Crown previously indicated it planned to try the four men together. Mr. Carbert, Christopher Lysak, Jerry Morin, and Anthony Olenek are accused of conspiring to kill police officers and were charged with conspiracy to commit murder in connection with the Coots border blockade formed in solidarity with the Freedom Convoy. That protest, remember that, the truckers' convoy against COVID-19 vaccine mandates and pandemic-related restrictions up there in Ottawa. The four men were among 11 people arrested in February of that year after the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I had to do my Dudley do-right. They found firearms, ammunition, and body armor in the three trailers located near Coots. Mr. Olenek was also charged with making or possessing an explosive device. Shortly after the RCMP's arrest, peaceful convoy demonstrators abandoned the Coots protest site, saying they didn't want to ensure they didn't get associated with the alleged perps. See, they all scatter. Well, that worked, didn't it? Everybody just turned tails and runs. You know, look how long these guys have been in jail. They don't want to join them. That's sad. All right, moving right along here at 19 minutes after the hour of 7 Central. Now, here's something interesting, and we knew it was going to happen. You know, there's no quartering of troops, but, you know, like we said, Massachusetts, they now want everybody to take in illegal immigrants if they have a place to put them, because Massachusetts, the Bay State, is running out of room. Well, all right, so blue state, right? We got another blue state issue going on right now in New York City. New York City, get a rope. Yeah, they're imposing curfews on migrants. Why is that? Well, because residents were calling police departments complaining about invasions and door-to-door begging. These are immigrants, illegal immigrants. Door-to-door. I told you they were going to turn into have-nots. I told you. It was going to happen. Now it is. New York City Democratic Mayor Eric Adams. You know, well, we're a sanctuary state, but we don't have room to put everybody. That guy. He recently moved forward with a plan to impose a curfew on several migrant centers after local residents complained about door-to-door begging at all hours of the day and night, according to the New York Post. And imagine that. You're sitting there trying to sleep, and all of a sudden, bam, 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 you know, there's a knock at the door. You know, the community members have referred to the increase in migrants as an invasion, pleading with city officials to do something about the rampant panhandling occurring in neighborhoods around the shelters. Migrants have been knocking on doors day and night asking for food, money, and clothing, according to the residents. You see, we knew it was going to start happening. What do you think is going to happen in these other cities? Now, we're just talking about New York now. What about all the other blue state cities out there? You don't think that's happening now? You don't think it could happen? Think again. The other question I have for Mayor Adams, you think that curfew is going to work? A curfew basically means between a certain time, point A and point B, you got to stay put and you can't go out and do things. But what happens when the curfew is lifted? You know, what if it's from like 9 p.m. to 7 a.m.? Well, at 7:30, they're out of the streets banging on doors. Like that's going to do any good. You can't keep them locked up in there forever, Mayor Adams. Now you're being stupid. And I'm not creating news. I'm telling you, this is what's going on in New York. New Yorkers living near larger tent cities, such as the Floyd Bennett Field shelter located in a remote area on the outskirts of Brooklyn, have especially reported a rise in panhandling. Residents called the migrant takeover alarming and stated many locals are on edge. Now, what do you think is going to happen when they show up and these people get violent at the door? I mean, Randall's Island is another large tent city there. That was the scene of a fatal stabbing earlier this month. So beginning yesterday, migrants sheltering at the four respite centers, two in Queens, one in Brooklyn, another in Manhattan, have to check in each night by 11 p.m. The curfew lists at 6 a.m. each morning. So it wasn't 10 to 7, it's 11 to 6. Huh. Restrictions are similar to those imposed at other homeless shelters in the city because what do the homeless do? Same thing. Go out, beg, panhandle. Hey, buddy, I got a dime. I mean, they don't even set up and, you know, put their guitar case out there and play guitar on the street corner looking for tips. They don't even do that. No, they just flat out and out come right at you. You got any money? You know, if it's ever happened to you, and it doesn't matter. I mean, it's happened to me. I'm gassing up a truck, and all of a sudden, somebody's in my face wanting money. Or they come at you with a gas can asking for money to fill their gas can, and you say, I'll fill your gas can. How about that? Oh, no, man, I want the cash. You know it's not for gas. Migrants residing in the shelters who need to leave during curfew hours to go to work, school, and legal and medical appointments may do so by applying for a permit ahead of time, according to City Hall officials. Those who violate the restrictions three times within 30 days may be forced to leave the shelters. Oh, really? And then what? Then where are they going to go? Then they get violent. They turn into total nutballs because they get desperate. And then they go out and they start committing crimes. Like, this is going to do any good. All you got to do is just read between the lines on this one, folks. Councilwoman Joanne Arriola stated that the city's decision to implement a curfew is only the first step, calling for an end to the city's right to shelter status. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, of course, announced yesterday the state's 2025 fiscal budget plan, totaling $233 billion, which adds $500 million to New York City's migrant crisis funding. And you know where that's coming out of? New York taxpayers. The new budget also allocates $40 million to address retail theft, $3.8 million for food resiliency, or flood resiliency, rather, $10 million to combat hate crimes, and $100 million to cover campaign financing. Oh, $100 million to cover campaign financing? Gee, they want to do everything to fund the continued mess they're in. Wow. All right, is it time to move out of New York State yet? I feel sorry for all you folks there. You're having to put up with this nonsense. That is sad. And not only that, I mean, you got all this election issues going on up there as well as every other place in the country, and word's now starting to get out. Another Virginia county, Prince William, acknowledged last week roughly 4,000 votes in the 2020 presidential contest were misallocated. Duh. President Joe Biden, they said, was shorted 1,648 votes, while former President Trump incorrectly received an extra 2,327 votes. Well, Biden actually got 144,511 votes, while Trump received only 78,895. The initial vote total said Biden received 142,863 votes, while Trump only got 81,222, so which is less. Trump's. And, of course, the county's director of elections, Eric Olson, spoke about the, quote, errors, using passive language. See, mistakes is one thing. Errors, that could get you in jail. And they're saying the reporting errors were presumably a consequence of the results of the tapes not being programmed to a format that was compatible with state reporting requirements. Well, they should have done that before the elections, and they didn't. Duh. And they're saying, of course, Biden won Virginia by more than 450,000 votes in 2020, meaning the revision made no difference. Ah, so then what are we talking about this for? Both U.S. Senate candidates received too few votes, while Representative Rob Wittman, a Republican, was shorted 293 votes. Of course, none of the errors made a difference in the outcome of elections. And, of course, Olson's comment, mistakes are unfortunate but require diligence and innovation to correct. Wait a minute. He said mistakes. Before, he said errors. Remember the difference? Yeah, there is a difference between an error and a mistake. And in the court of law, an error could get you in real serious trouble.
This is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about Aragarasp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of Aragarasp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Aragarasp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are, and of course out on the West Coast, is Raina DeGraff. She joins us from Good Health Naturally. She is the director of sales, but she has a lot of personal history with the company and a lot of stories to share. Raina is a clinical nutritionist and enzyme specialist working with Good Health Naturally product line for over 13 years now, and she has conquered a few health challenges in her own life, which led her to become a nutritionist, getting her credentials at Natural Healing Institute of Naturopathy in 2010. She's been a wellness path, helping others since. And this is the beauty of it, Raina. And welcome to the show for the first time. Please hold your calls because there's a lot to get to, and I don't want to put Raina on the spot. We're going to try to cover as much ground with Good Health Naturally as we can. I always promise to be kind because we're sharing. This is not an infomercial. We're sharing valuable educational and medical information. We also have to note that we are not doctors. We don't give medical advice. The thing is that even as a nutritionist, see, it's like people, well, I've got these personal issues. So I went to school and got a degree as a psychologist so I could study myself. Know thyself. You know, the guy sitting there the thinker, you remember that, the statue. Anyway, so now what led you? What were the challenges? Can you discuss those? Why you became a nutritionist?
I can. You know, when I went through menopause at a very early age, I had some difficulty with my hormones, and I had a lot of digestive imbalances. Mm-hmm. So I go to the doctor, you know, the first thing is try this medication, try this hormone. I felt like I was too young to even explore that route. And then, you know, they were saying, try this digestive medicine. And they really couldn't find any answers that I personally was looking for. I did not want to rely on medicine at an age of 39 years old for the rest of my life.
Wow.
So I took it upon myself to just do some research and found that one enzyme changed my life. You know, the doctor eventually said, here, you just need an antidepressant and that should take care of everything because it's nerves. And I wasn't going to accept that. And so, again, the one enzyme with my meal the very first time changed my life. And so from that point on, I studied enzymes. And I studied with an enzyme specialist in Marin County for about 5 years before I even got my credential.
You know, it's amazing, though. 39 is awful young to be experiencing menopause. But the thing is back to what you just said about us putting all our faith in Big Pharma. I have a real problem with that because you read the statistics of the number of people, women that are put on antidepressant drugs for virtually the exact same thing you're talking about. I mean, this is just crazy.
It is. It seems like you know, we have to keep in mind that they are practicing medicine. Yeah. You know, I practice nutrition, so I can combine certain foods, certain supplements, get the body functioning and balancing, and then we can do a shift and we can go higher. We can add things. So in essence, many people should be going to the nutrition first. Not saying that doctors are bad because there is a need for that. In my second health challenge, I did do integrative. So I had cancer and I chose to integrate. I had to have surgery, remove the tumors, but then I went really strong and hard with my nutrition. And now I'm still cancer free and I'm very proud of that.
Good for you. Well, see, and the thing is if I was ever diagnosed with anything, it would be no radiation, no chemo. We're not doing this. I can fight this another way. That's, you know, I got a Rife machine. I can program that and do frequency healing.
Oh, great.
You know, this is a lot of people need to explore it. But, you know, the thing is, we're talking about nutrition right now. But the thing is our body operates on a set of frequencies. And
absolutely.
That's one of the things as a nutritionist, you probably find that out. And the thing is that all of these things, and did you ever do muscle testing on any of these products?
Absolutely.
You know, where you hold on to.
Absolutely. The doctor I trained with in Marin County, she did a lot of biofeedback and she started out with muscle testing and she trained me on the muscle testing until she got her biofeedback machine. And we would put supplements on there to test, you know, how well they would do with that certain person and their challenges. And yeah, sometimes I still do the O-ring if I'm out shopping and I'll see a vegan food that's brand new, you know, and I'll hold the product and I'll do a quick O-ring. Is this healthy? Is this good for my body? Can I digest it? And, you know, we can practice, you know, you set your intention as strong as a no or, you know, whatever it breaks. And you can train yourself to do just a simple muscle testing with the O-ring.
All right. Now, so that people can actually see it if you're live streaming, folks.
Sure.
what we're doing here. Go ahead and describe what you're doing on camera in case people are just listening. You're holding your index finger to your thumb and you're pressing hard.
Correct. So if I'm at a grocery store and I'm looking at a supplement or a cosmetic or a food item that I want to try and I've never had it before, I will hold it in my hand because, well, this one's actually kind of big, but I'll hold it in my hand and I'll muscle test myself. So intentionally, I'm going to say, if I cannot break this O-ring easily, that's a yes. If it breaks easy, that's a no. And then you just ask yourself a simple yes or no question. And you can say, is the Sera enzyme, Good Health Naturally Sera enzyme, good for me? And then you have to have this a simple strength. And you click, my intention is yes. So it's strong. Now, if it was a no, for example, I don't know, I don't have anything candy or something in my desk. But if I intentionally said, you know, is this chocolate bar good for me? And it breaks easy. I know you probably can't see it, but you're having the same strength. Then that's obviously your no, and you shouldn't have that.
But you're having to hold the product in your hand when you're doing this at the same time.
Yeah. Because it is a frequency, or have it in your being or something. Because like you said before, your body's going to pick up the frequency. Now, you could still do it with your intentions, so mentally. But I think that comes with practice. So just practice with things in your kitchen, you know, your own medicine cabinet, cosmetics, anything that you feel like, why am I getting this rash? You know, maybe it's working on the scars that I have, or maybe it isn't. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Because, see, the muscle testing is you holding it and somebody else, when you hold your arm out, somebody else pressing on your arm. To see if it bends, or to see, you know, resist and see what happens. I mean, that's the other way of doing it. For those of you that have never experienced muscle testing, my wife and I do that with each other all the time when we go through certain products, because, see, sometimes people get in these regimens and they're taking like 20 pills and they're like, I got to find out which ones are really working and which ones aren't. And it's surprising how many of them actually work. But I'll tell you this. We in our household have all three of these products that we're talking about on Good Health Naturally for curcumin X4000 with fenugreek. Let's talk about that first off, and what the benefits are, and the fact that you can give it to your dogs, and you have a story about that.
I do. I had a Jack Russell Beagle mix. She lived for 15 years, and I only took her to the vet when she was a puppy just to get her basic shots so she could be at dog parks and et cetera. But I didn't really give her a lot of flea medicine. I didn't take her to the vet on a regular basis. She was pretty healthy. I gave her the same things that I took myself. I gave her a lot of supplements. And when she was about 14, she started developing this tumor on her lip. And I wasn't sure what it was. And it was growing, and it was big and red and fleshy. And now I'm not a vet. So I did take her to the vet, and they did a little biopsy and said it was cancer and they wanted to remove it. I did not, again, not that I am not a believer in some of the things that have to be done, but I don't run to that. That's not my first, you know, protocol. I try to address things naturally. So I started increasing her curcumin, which is the exact same curcumin that I have. It's the curcumin X4000 that you can get on the Power Hour. And I started giving her that aggressively. And over time, I'd say, you know, maybe a couple months, it started turning black and it started shrinking. And eventually it started looking like a mole, and then it fell off. One morning I was just putzing around and touching it and wobbling it, and it fell off just like a skin tag. So there's something to be said about curcumin, because there's a lot of research. And, you know, I don't like to use the word C because, you know, the big pharma and somebody's always watching. But this was my best friend when I went through my cancer journey. I took it aggressively. It has so many health benefits, ranging from blood sugar issues because it helps in the digestive tract, and the one with fenugreek even boosts that. So if you're one who is struggling with metabolizing certain sugars, whether they come from fruit or not, that's going to help you break that down, metabolize it, and digest it. It also has the cell health benefit, as I just discussed. There's a lot of research out on that right now. It's always continuous. So it's really important to consume this, even if you're not struggling with many health challenges, because one of the really great benefits is it's an anti-inflammatory. And if you can reduce the inflammation in the body overall, you are not only going to feel better and be able to do certain things, especially people who have symptoms of arthritis, you are going to keep those protein spikes down, and then the disease itself doesn't have a home. So it's really important that we try to take as many things as we can in a great combination to keep the inflammation down. And this is one of my best friends. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, go ahead.
No, the shoulder surgeries, people have had surgeries where it affects bone structures, anything, connective tissues and whatnot. This really works well for that in pain relief, does it not?
It does. It does help with a lot of joint health. So if you are struggling with trying to recover from your surgery or your injury, then yes, curcumin is a great, great product to take. One of the products that you might want to add, though, of course, is one of our Seroenzyme products, because that's going to really contribute because it's a catalyst. So when you put those two together, you're really putting a synergistic blend to, you have the catalyst to send the macrophages throughout the body saying, uh-oh, we have an injury. Boom, send all the healing properties there. But then you have the curcumin that's going to help reduce the inflammation as well as the serapeptase. So it is a good idea if you are struggling with an injury or trying to overcome some joint health or just inflammation throughout, is to combine the two together.
And people take them for migraines too, do they not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the migraine is a tricky thing because that can be debilitating. I've had a friend that would stay in her dark room for hours before she could even function, and she had a family, so it was really difficult. A lot of that does come from the preservatives in our food. Over time, that catches up. You guys, I think, carry the Health Point. That is a premium device to use and so simple when it comes to migraines, and almost works immediately. And over time, the migraines could just eventually never come back.
Well, we have the Health Point, but we sold out of them.
Well, you gotta get more. I'm
telling you what, we had a special. We had a special on them, and I mean, they flew out the door like crazy.
Good.
Telling you, it's like you know, if you ever need acupuncture or acupression, you don't want to pay to keep going. Now, I do go to acupuncturists when I find a good one. I was going to one in San Antonio, and I mean, he literally, I could get stuck and I would go to sleep on the table. That's how relaxing it was. Not quite as good as a full body massage, which, you know, I mean, anybody that's into health understands what you got to have. Okay. You know, if you get stressed out of massage, there's nothing better. But here's the thing, as part of your regular regimen, I will tell you this, I have taken the Seroenzyme. I absolutely love it. To me, it's the next best thing as a probiotic. But what is the Seroenzyme predominantly? I mean, what's it for? What's a designed goal in taking
yes.
it?
Oh, for sure. You know, the serapeptase, which is the Seroenzyme product, is what we call a proteolytic enzyme. Now, I don't want to get too textbooky, but basically what that means is it addresses all the proteins in your body that are considered pathogenic. When I talk to our customers and my clients, I like to kind of give them a real life way of thinking and consider this a systemic enzyme. It falls into, you have two areas of enzymes. You have your digestive and then you have your systemic, right? So your digestive goes along with your probiotic, your digestive enzyme, you're lessening all that stress and all the toxins that go in your gut, excuse me. And then you have your systemic enzymes. And those systemic enzymes are important because they're going to help you keep you healthy. All of those protein spikes, you know, let's say I got high cholesterol. Protein spikes in the body, they start going up. Any kind of diabetic or heart disease or, you know, the C's, any imbalances on hormones, the body's going to automatically have protein spikes. And then the disease is going to grow because it has a home. Think of the termites in wood. You know, if you remove the wood, termites are going to follow the wood and they're going to go away. Same thing in the body. If you keep the protein, the pathogenic proteins down, then the disease is not going to have a place to live. So the Vocera enzyme, falls into that category of a proteolytic systemic enzyme. It's extremely important to take it on an empty stomach because you don't want it to interfere with digesting the toxins from our food. You want it to address the pathogenic toxins that have a connection to the disease.
I always take them first thing in the morning with water and taking, you know, some of the other stuff I do regularly. But that's always the very first thing in the morning that's in my pill box is I take the Vocera enzyme first. And I've got to order more because I'm running out. Don't like doing that. It's a regular thing. And how many normally a day should we be taking? I take one. Am I off point here? Or do I need to take more?
You know, I get asked this question all the time. Well, how long do I have to take this? You know, how many do I take? And it really depends on what your health challenges are and what your lifestyle and daily routines are. So we do have it in two different strengths. So we have the 80,000 and we also have the 250,000. The 80,000, obviously, if you take three of those, it equals to the one of the 250. Now, personally, I believe as a clinical nutritionist and as I see people aging and as I see, you know, how we don't live on the island of Avatar and we're always exposed to something, I don't think one a day of the 250 is enough, especially as you age. And you can never take too many because no one can, I mean, the worst thing that can happen is you have a couple extra bowel movements, which is not a bad thing, right? You can eliminate those toxins and that's okay. But over time, as you take more and more, it only becomes an anti-ager. And you will find a lot of enzymes are going to be coming up in cosmetics because of that reason. So I personally take three twice a day. But again, I've had my health challenges and I don't want them coming back. I'm 57 years old and I have a lot of life to live. And I want to keep those pathogenic protein molecules down as much as I can. Is life perfect? No. You know, when you travel, you're exposed, you're stressed, you have a surgery. If you're injured, you're going to take more. If you're ill, you're going to take more. But for great maintenance, two or three capsules twice a day is just fine.
And you're talking about the 250s.
And I'm talking about the 250.
Okay.
Now, during my struggle, I took about nine a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible. And see, the thing is, folks, you know, I understand that, you know, some of you may be sitting on the John, worshiping the porcelain god, as it were, because of that. But the thing is, like Raina just said, you're getting rid of toxins. That's important. The last thing on my list that I want to get to with the time remaining is the blockbuster All Clear, which my wife takes as well. And this is like a big shot in the arm, like a big punch. A sucker punch on your system, taking Blockbuster, comes in a brown bag, just like the curcumin does. And because it sits on our table, there it is right there holding up for those of you watching us live stream. Let's get into the basics. What's this stuff? Why does it pack a punch?
You know, this product probably should have been called Lifeline. And the reason why it does pack that punch is because sometimes when you put multiple ingredients together, they work together as a team. So, for example, if you're playing a soccer game and you only have a goalie, you're going to stop a couple shots, but you're really not going to win the game. Blockbuster All Clear has the three top systemic enzymes that you could possibly want. It has serrapeptase, it has natokinase, and then it has a protease. All three of those together work very well in not only systemic health, as we discussed earlier, to keep the inflammation down, but it's also going to clean out the body and the arteries and the cardiovascular system. It's going to help you promote the circulation so that the body can heal and balance on its own. So that punch is probably what you're feeling. And then it has some added ingredients. It has a lot of polyphenols. It has digestive enzymes. And the reason why we put the digestive enzymes in there is because when we're consuming the SAD diet, you know, the typical American diet that I try to promote people not to do, but a lot of those food particles don't get broken down. And when they don't get broken down, they're getting lodged into various organs in our body, and they're floating around in our arteries, and they're gunking up our system. So when you do dishes and you stuff a bunch of food down the garbage disposal or in the sink, are you going to put the garbage disposal on? Absolutely. You want to break it down to its fullest. Same thing in your arteries. You want to break down everything in your digestive system that could be floating around, lodging into organs that can cause inflammation and disease. So the digestive enzymes are in there to clean out your blood. It doesn't change the viscosity of your blood. It just cleans it. It's just vacuuming it up like a little Pac-Man and eliminating it from your body. That's the beauty about these three enzymes that are in the blockbuster. They are intracellular. So they're going to work within the cells of the body, and they're going to help a whole host of things in the body. They're catalysts. It's just going to help it function.
So now when you're taking Blockbuster All Clear, you don't really need to take the Sarah enzyme because it's already in Blockbuster, right?
You don't need to know. You know, it really depends on dose, though. So I think the Blockbuster All Clear has 80,000 units. Mm-hmm. So for some people, you know, I'll get calls and someone will say, you know, I've just been diagnosed with high cholesterol and I've been taking the serrapeptase and I don't know what's happening. And it could be diet related. So you want to add the Blockbuster All Clear, because obviously while your inflammation is down and your blood is circulating, there's something in there that's not metabolizing. So the Blockbuster All Clear has those added ingredients to make that happen.
There you go. Raina DeGraff, thanks so much for joining us. Boy, hey, time flies when you're having fun.
I know.
Good Health Naturally products are available at the Power Mall, which, by the way, is open. 877-817-9829. For those of you who want to call Raina, it's so good to have you on the show for your first time. You did good.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. We'll have you back soon. Take care of yourself.
Right.
God bless all the work you do as a nutritionist and helping people stay healthy.
Folks,
we're out of time. We are out of time for today. Boy, it just time flies when you're getting the word out. We appreciate everything you're doing. We appreciate you staying safe. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Pray for Frank Davis and his family. If you would, say a little prayer today. He's in hospice. He doesn't have much longer. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow for a Thursday edition here at the Power Hour. Adios. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com. or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.